With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Parts of western Montana were breathing a little easier this morning after weekend thunderstorms brought with them cooler temperatures and increased humidity. But the storms also prompted the evacuation of about 160 homes on either side of Highway 12 west of Lolo midday Sunday. Those homes remain evacuated. Later Sunday, conditions improved, but an update posted to Facebook this morning. The incident's commander on the Lolo Peak Fire, Noel Livingston, said to expect continued fire growth.
So we've had a pause, but it's not the end of the event. Tomorrow, things are going to continue to dry as we get more wind on the fire, which is predicted for the next 3 or 4 days. And we will return back to the fire spread we saw.
Livingston said that dry and windy conditions will keep the evacuated area at high risk for the foreseeable future. There's a public meeting about the Lolo Peak Fire tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lolo School's upper gym. Yesterday's favorable weather also helped limit growth on the Rice Ridge Fire outside Sealy Lake. So far today, conditions have been relatively calm on both the Lolo Peak and Rice Ridge Fires. There's a public meeting at 6 o'clock tonight on the Rice Ridge Fire. That meeting will be streamed live on Lolo National Forest Facebook page. It's at Sealy Lake Elementary School. In the Eureka area, evacuees from the Gibraltar Ridge Fire were allowed back into their homes at noon today, although the evacuation area remains closed to non-residents. There's a public meeting on the Gibraltar Ridge Fire in Eureka. That meeting starts at 6 o'clock. U.S. Highway 12 west of Lolo has been reopened on a limited basis after being closed yesterday due to the Lolo Peak Fire. Montana's Department of Transportation says that Highway 12 is now open with pilot cars between mile markers 16 and 30, and to expect reduced speeds and delays. The department says motorists should also expect the highway to be closed at any time. Again, Highway 12 west of Lolo is now reopened with pilot cars between mile markers 16 and 30. Evacuation warnings for the Liberty Fire burning near Arleigh have been lifted as of noon today. Road closures remain in place for the South Fork of Jocko River Road and the Middle Fork of Jocko River Road. Sunday's rain helped reduce fire activity on the 5,000-acre blaze. Firefighters continue to monitor and improve fire line on the fire, which is 90% contained. On the east side of Flathead Lake, the Blue Bay Fire has grown to nearly 50 acres after being started by lightning Thursday. There will be a community meeting for this fire tonight at 7 o'clock at Blue Bay. Glacier National Park has resumed issuing backcountry permits. Some backcountry campgrounds remain closed due to fire activity. All non-backcountry campgrounds remain open. Trail closures remain in effect in parts of the park. You can get updates on what's open and closed inside Glacier National Park at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. A fast-moving fire north of Three Forks has prompted an evacuation notice. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Department says people living near Miller Canyon should consider evacuating the area or preparing to evacuate if conditions change. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.